Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to Europe to meet U.S. allies and discuss the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. Terry Schultz reports he'll go first to France and then head to Belgium.
Secretary Blinken's trip to Brussels will coincide with the 75th anniversary of the founding of the NATO alliance on April 4th. NATO foreign ministers will mark the date at their two-day meeting Wednesday and Thursday, which will also be attended by Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. But first, Blinken will be seeing French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, says State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
To discuss support for Ukraine, efforts to prevent escalation of the conflict in Gaza, and a number of other important issues.
While in Belgium, Blinken will represent the U.S. at a meeting with the European Union focused on improving cooperation in trade and technology. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
In Israel, thousands of people protested in the streets of Tel Aviv today in one of the largest demonstrations against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war against Hamas that's created a humanitarian crisis for Palestinians in Gaza. The demonstrations have taken place weekly, calling for a ceasefire to free the hostages taken by Hamas, but they've been growing in size as anger against Netanyahu grows. A Texas woman charged with murder in connection with her self-induced abortion in 2022 is suing the county that brought the charges. Jerry Clayton has more.
The Starr County District Attorney charged Lizelle Gonzalez with murder before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. She had taken an abortion pill at 19 weeks of pregnancy and went to a local hospital where a stillborn child was delivered by cesarean section. Gonzalez was arrested after hospital employees informed the district attorney's office. The charges were dropped and the prosecutor was later disciplined by the state bar. Gonzalez is suing the DA and assistant DA for just over $1 million, claiming she suffered, quote, deprivation of liberty, reputational harm, public humiliation, distress, pain, and suffering. Her arrest and murder charges in 2022 garnered international attention. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
In California, the minimum wage is going up for fast food workers starting tomorrow. They'll get at least $20 an hour as a new law kicks in, giving more financial security to a historically low-paying profession. The law was supported by the trade associations that represent fast food franchise owners, but since it was passed, many are now critical of the effect the hike in pay will have on their businesses. It could cost workers their jobs as restaurants cut expenses to comply with the new law. Pizza Hut says it plans to lay off 1,000 delivery drivers this year. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Pope Francis rallied from respiratory problems, presiding today over Easter Sunday Mass, this amid renewed concerns about his health after he reduced participation in two major Holy Week events, apparently at the last minute. He also made a strong appeal for a ceasefire in Gaza and a prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine in his Easter message from the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square. Meanwhile, Britain's King Charles made his first significant public appearance since being diagnosed with cancer, attending today's Easter services at Windsor Castle. Vicky Barton has more from London.
It had been thought the king would keep a safe distance away from the potentially infectious well-wishers waiting outside St. George's Chapel in the Windsor Castle complex.
I hope you haven't got two codes.
But in the event, he and Queen Camilla moved slowly along the line of people, shaking hands and exchanging pleasantries. It was King Charles's first meet and greet since before January, when the palace revealed he's being treated for an undisclosed form of cancer. The Prince and Princess of Wales were not at the Easter service. They're maintaining private family time as Kate undergoes treatment for her cancer. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. Dow futures are up about 0.25%. NASDAQ futures are up just over 0.5%. S&P 500 futures up about 0.3%. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas, Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.